This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
New audio recording.
Hit the drop down arrow, hit H6, and under quality, hit maximum.
That's what's been wrong with my performance.
Yeah. You haven't hit the drop
down. It was on high.
Yep, I've seen you hit the whoa, but I haven't seen you hit the drop down arrow. And maybe that's what's been missing.
Everyone is recording on
Geneva. Look. Yeah. I'm hitting the whoa.
Yes. Confirmed. I
mean, honey?
Honey? Look quickly. Honey? Look quickly. I'm hitting the whoa.
Over here? Right now? You're not looking? I'm hitting the whoa?
I lost it.
Well, great. The whoa's gone. And you didn't see it. I hit it so much that time. Oh, the song. Only 2 minutes too late. Being so funny about hitting the whoa. Leave in the stuff that we need from the comedy we were doing. Maybe move the song. Maybe move the song up. Mm-hmm. Because... Or can we... extend the song somehow? Can we slow it down for this episode?
New verse. A new
Here
verse.
Here come Hayes and John.
A new verse at the beginning.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, that could be cool if we had a sick slowed down version. Zach, would you like that? You're a listener. You're a fan of the show. Would that fucking freak you out, man? Would you be like,
you tell us what to do, man.
Or would you be like, yes, please. Like, what are you, WYD? If
what
you
would
hear
I
the
like,
slowed
what
down
I like,
version.
What? I missed.
Zach!
I was taking a pull. I was taking a Zachy pull on baby. My Sanzo.
The Ubermensch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't
but
think
sorry,
they should
what
call
was
you.
It?
I don't think they should call you the Ubermensch.
Yeah, I've been confused by that myself.
It's uncomfortable for me. I don't like saying it, you know, and
just
it comes
you do,
up a lot.
You do one Uber Eats commercial?
And it started before that.
No, that was what made Uber think of you, right?
They said,
I guess let's fucking pull this guy into our giant Ponzi scheme.
I just
that
read
whole
an article.
Thing is such a scam.
Allegedly.
I hope you cashed your check, Zach, because that thing, that's going to be just a piece of paper pretty soon.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An article just came up on my Apple. Have you read this article on yournextshoes.com about you?
Yeah. Have you seen this, Zach? I sent this to Hayes earlier because...
I don't know. I'm not sure I've seen it.
Actor well, Zach
if you,
Cherry.
If you're not sure, you haven't. Yeah. Actor Zach Cherry.
Actor Zach Cherry.
Zach Cherry.
Confuses viewers with Uber Eats commercial appearance.
Now that's interesting feedback.
Published December 9th, 2022. Updated December 3rd, 2023.
Yeah, still confused, okay. Man. No clarification incoming. The viewers, myself included, did have a bit of a WTF moment.
What was confusing about it?
What the fuck was going on, dog? Like, what's happening?
If you hate
Where are you? You're in this weird negative space.
Yes.
Like, I don't really understand what I'm looking at. And then you're acting like it's fine. Is it part of the show?
What show do you mean?
Well, good. I'm glad to hear you say that. I'm glad to hear you say that because we did have a pretty, I think, productive meeting last time about the, you know, show that you were on.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought it up. I did want
Sevenpence or whatever. Yeah. And that was... To me,
it's
yeah.
interesting you said productive.
7 pence, none the richer, yes?
Mm-hmm.
One greater than 6 pence. I did bring it up. I did. I'm glad, too, because I want to talk about
it. You considered it productive?
Well, yes, it has been, because now I'm looking, I go on my Apple TV, and I see that you've made some kind of change, because there's not any of the stuff that I was looking at before that I was so frustrated by, and that whether you're making a new, entirely different show, or whether you're just transitioning fully over to the Uber Eats commercial, which I'm on board for the idea of, I just want it to be clarified for me, like how to engage with it. Also, when I'm yelling at you during it, like what I want for food and stuff, it hasn't been super satisfying for me. You act like you can't hear me. I'm hungry.
You won't give sure. me the bag.
Yeah.
I'm trying to secure the bag.
The bag is sitting right there, unsecured.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, I can't hear you. I filmed that maybe 3 years ago. So that's, you know.
You can hear 3 years ago?
Well, that's a very insensitive question to ask.
That's ableist, Hayes. That's ableist.
I have another insensitive question.
I actually couldn't. I was hit in the head with a water balloon. I have a different. And I could not hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for about 3 weeks.
Question. A frozen water balloon. Did Uber Eats also, thinking of how that episode was productive?
Well, it was branded with Frozen. It had Elsa and Olaf on the cover. It was a normal water balloon, but the graphic on it was Disney's Frozen.
Did Uber Eats also,
stop me when I'm wrong,
like us, use your Uber Eats commercial appearance to try to book Ben Stiller at an Uber Eats commercial appearance?
Yeah, that is what I wanted to talk about. I listened to the Ben episode, and I'm not mad. You know, it was fun. It was great. I'm glad you guys had him on.
Here's the beginning. I listened to a really funny, good, triumphant episode of a
sure you can
show,
hear.
And I'm not mad.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not.
Okay. Oh, I'm relieved.
I just didn't know that it was sort of my appearance was that transactional and that it was a stepping stone kind of situation. What? I thought I was.
Oh no, Zach! We wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, well, that's fine. And I'm.
You didn't know that.
Now that I know what it is, I'm gonna use this platform as a stepping stone. I want to try and get on some of the like good podcasts. Maybe Jake. I don't know what he does. Jake Johnson. I know you've had on Comedy Bang Bang. I know you
we
guys were on
Jake Johnson. And we gave.
When
him
were
the
you
idea
guys on
for having a podcast?
Yeah.
Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah,
we've been on Comedy Bang Bang.
Right. So. You know,
when were
we
on? Which time? I've been on almost four times.
What
in the
do you
want to
do, Zach? What you think? Your A block?
I'm not sure. I have sort of a backlog.
Better start
of
working on your characters.
Characters
bro.
I've been workshopping, okay, and maybe I'll just do them for the rest of the episode because you know
what's the character idea?
I have like 50.
Let's workshop a character idea.
Okay, great. Introduce me. I run a small business.
Okay.
It's now we're welcoming into the studio Busy Smalls. And what's your story?
Now, I haven't
your
been
name
on
is
the show.
Busy
sorry,
Smalls.
I don't mean to interrupt. I haven't been on Comedy Bang Bang. Does Scott normally pick the name for you before when you come on?
You just said introduce. You just said I run a small business. And okay, so sorry. This is what he would do. All it says here is small business owner.
Okay.
So tell us more. We're excited to have you. Excited to hear more about your small business. What
Hi.
Kind of small business do you
My name is
have?
Busy Smalls.
Okay. So that is, you agree that is the best name for this character.
What do you mean? I agree that is the best name. That's okay, my birth name.
Okay. Sorry. Scott is so much better at like staying in it than I am.
Do you want to do Jake's podcast or whatever?
No, I have a.
Me?
I
we
have
are
a,
doing
no,
Jake's podcast. We are
Zach.
Doing Jake's
I said I was going to work. Right I now. Said I was going to workshop. We will do Jake's podcast someday. I said I was going to workshop, or Jake won't have a podcast anymore. Is the truth if he doesn't have us on at some point? So I said I was going to workshop a character with you. You might notice I looked at my phone. I had a Comedy Bang Bang character idea that I wrote
Okay,
down.
Great. Maybe I'll use yours.
Yeah, and it is transactional. Okay. I'm willing to get this to you. Busy Smalls, we can all agree you didn't stick the landing.
Okay, I feel like I had a lot of
some of it was bad luck. You know what I mean? Some of it was not on you.
You were looking at it. You were reading while I was doing you any favors.
Hayes was hosting. I was B-blocked. That's going to happen when you're there.
Yeah.
Will Hines is going to be reading his phone while you're doing your character.
You're C-block.
He's going to be across from you reading his phone, and then he's going to come in and be
He's not the host of the show, but that's fine.
That's what I'm saying. Hayes is being Scott. Hayes is hosting the show. Another person will be across. I'm telling you, I've done the show, Zach.
Yeah.
I've been on it. So I'm a resource for you.
Okay.
I'm telling you what's going to happen.
Great.
Hayes as Scott is going to be doing his thing, interviewing you.
Paget Brewster was A block. And so Paget Brewster's there. She's super game. She's like so
She's trying to get
whatever.
In with your character too.
She's being helpful.
Okay, great.
She's
Kevin,
waiting for a
maybe
moment.
Can you be Paget?
Sure.
Kevin was being Paget. He hadn't found a spot to engage yet because you were struggling with the Busy Smalls idea, which is not something to be ashamed of. I have a more full character.
Okay, great.
I have something for you.
Okay.
And I have good news about it. It's probably going to need to wait until Halloween to be premiered. And so we have time to work on it between now and then. We can get this right.
Great.
I think the other thing with Busy Smalls is it felt rushed. Am I the only one who felt that?
Well, sure. That
this character,
I felt a little boxed in when I got.
I work best in that environment. So yes, the answer is yes, but that wasn't an issue for me. I instantly came up with Busy Smalls.
And Hayes, you were perfect.
We didn't even get to the backstory, like of why Busy was there. We didn't even.
No, we didn't. You did not allow us the room to explore that because it was so uncomfortable for everyone what you were doing, and. I think in terms of like Halloween time, and I know, look, it's a bit of a trope at this point, right? That there are sexy versions of a lot of different Halloween costume characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what you could be doing is coming on to debut yourself as the new sexy mummy. And that so much of sexiness, right? Is showing your body. So like first step, let's lose all these bandages.
Uh-huh.
Like that feels like it's not appealing. Like it's not really enticing for anyone. Like all the bandages. Yeah, they're tight fitting, but we need to lose 90% of them. I would also say I've never understood what the mummy's job is. But you should probably be like the VP of marketing for Oikos yogurt or something.
Okay.
Like, I think you should have a job title that is also like, it sounds like you're making good money and you're, you know, you know your way around a yogurt cup if you catch my meaning. And so.
VPM.
Mm-hmm. And I think like there's probably other ways because you're such a gifted performer to add, you know, a comedic angle. I don't know what you want to do with the sort of like roar like sound that the mummy's usually making
when they wake up.
Yeah. I mean, and that's something else. Are you falling asleep?
Just to set you up for success here, like some of the other logistical elements, just so like you're prepared to do this character. So like every year, this Halloween episode is a pretty big opportunity. Like this is like a big one for Comedy Bang Bang.
I know.
Huge.
CBB is like my Carson. That's like getting an invite to the couch, you know?
Carson Daly.
Daly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Shut the fuck up.
Times Square.
Daly.
Times Square window sitting on that couch.
And that's at a hurdle, Zach, but Paget has a heart out, so we got to rush.
So Paget is saying that in third person?
Just before the recording starts. She's got a heart out. So you got to get to it quick.
I'm not as worried about Paget. This is the Halloween episode. Like, yes. Paget, no offense to Paget, love Paget, but like you're done. You're not in this episode. This is a Halloween episode. we're getting like, we have like 10 people in studio for this.
Yes, we have a lot of, and we have people who really probably specialize in characters. This will make it feel less like you are developing a lot of stuff for Padgett.
It's out of respect for Padgett that we're not having her just do like 8 minutes on the Halloween episode. Like she gets, when she does the show, she gets a full block. She can go.
The general structure of the show, excuse me, I'm talking. The general structure of the show, Zach, with the A block, et cetera, with Padgett and guests, is sort of a main course, side dish, side dish. An episode like the Halloween episode is more of a gumbo style meal where there are all these elements that are being equally represented and complementing each other. So for you is the sexy mummy going, I'm a mummy. You know, I had to lose the bandages. I also wanted nice clothes. Looks like I got a little bit of money. After all, I'm VP of marketing at Oikos. So like the bandage element's gone. You know, the stiff movements, obviously not super appealing. And so that is gone. And you're kind of like removing, you know, all these classic mummy elements.
Yeah. And I want to finish like setting you up just to address that, any concerns here.
Yeah.
Obviously, a big part of the Halloween episode historically is Nick Weiger does a song called The Monster Fuck, which is like a sexualized monster thing. And so in this gumbo, we want you to be the crawdad. We don't want you having to compete with like other crawdads that are like doing a similar.
So don't do the monster fuck.
Yeah, or I mean, we do basically want you to do it. It's like a similar.
Or go premise. Right at it. Do it even.
We
better.
Don't want. Yeah. We don't want. Weiger is not going to be there. Weiger, we will do what needs to be done to make sure that Weiger is not participating this year.
Let me and Hayes worry about Weiger. Yes. Okay.
We will be. We will be making like a call
on my side.
Let Weiger's family worry about Weiger when me and Hayes have finished doing what needs to be done.
Right before the record, I will be calling Weiger. And informing him that Ratchet and Clank want to meet him at Lover's Peak.
In person, yes.
Okay.
So he will have the opportunity to have a three-way.
To wear a blindfold for the most metallic kiss of his life. Yes.
So I can... that means I can decide to do or not do the monster fuck. I can play it by ear, kind of.
And don't worry about me. I will take care of giving Weiger... making sure that he comes out of this feeling good about like how it all went down. He is going to have the ride of his life.
No, it will be viewed in hindsight by Weiger as one of the best afternoons he's ever spent at Lover's Peak. What I'll say about you doing the monster fuck is if you are going to do it, it should be sort of a highly... It's the song has sexual content now, but he's doing it in this sort of like old voice. I think it should be like a sexed up like Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday, Mr. President type sound that we're introducing for.
And is that the should that also be character. The speaking voice for the mummy? Or do you think
we can find it? We can find it a little bit. You know, we if have you, it until sounds October. Like you're really excited. Asking you to have it all figured out, but it feels like you have a take on that. Do you want to try? Yeah. Doing
well,
the show a little bit?
I mean, I am a lot of my stuff. I need Padgett there with me for it to work. So I don't know if I can do a lot of the stuff with Padgett gone. So
would you rather do Busy Smalls? Were you more comfortable with that? I thought we had moved away from it, but maybe
you know,
that's
I don't.
Good.
I don't know. I'm definitely, I've been sitting with Busy Smalls for like 4 or 5 minutes now, so I have a little more of a handle on that.
But after you've been doing this whole time, you haven't been crafting the sexy mummy character with us?
Well, no, I can do
he's
both.
Gonna be
I'm
doing that while we do whatever the next thing is that we do. Then he'll be doing the sexy mummy character when we're trying to do the next thing. That's how he worked. Do you understand? That's how he works.
No, I see that. I mean, it's you're like me, Zach. I mean, unfortunately, I have this ability to kind of step outside myself during the show, even as I'm hosting, and observe all the dynamics and view it editorially, directorially. Well, and it doesn't affect my performance within the show at all. Like, I'm still performing to an insanely high level. People don't know that I have checked out, but I am watching and I'm seeing what you're bringing. I'm seeing, and I'm operating it all. Okay. Ding. Okay. Go for Kevin. Go, go. I'm in the control room at Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip going like, okay, swing the camera and go, go, go. All right. Bring it in. Get the dancers, you know, cue, Felicity Huffman. Like, you know, like let's get this moving. Like all of that. I'm working that.
And so you were saying, can you move the song back because Hayes was hitting the woe?
Correct.
We haven't been talking about the woe for so long. We barely talked about it.
The woe section of this episode is regretfully over.
Okay.
We will talk about it again next episode. It will be
okay.
Sorry. One of the listeners' favorite parts. But I think for today,
sure. Okay, sorry.
I don't know if we have room because we have so much to do to get ready for Comedy Bang Bang, and we do still need to talk a little bit about the Apple show, which I'm happy sorry. You took the notes. I'm sorry to hear that it's become just an Uber Eats commercial, but maybe we can get some of the other gang from that commercial to come on the show. You know, would any of your co-stars from that possibly want to do an episode of Hollywood Handbook?
Okay. See, and now this, see, now we're getting back to what my issue was. It feels again like I'm just here to sort of be almost a phone book or a Rolodex or something like that. Whereas I'm here to serve me. So I'm wanting to see how I can be helped here. And we didn't even get to any of my characters. We didn't even get to any of the characters you gave me.
We've done two characters.
Did you hear me do Sexy Mummy?
Well, we offered you the opportunity to be honest about something. I don't think you're going to want the honest answer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me do Sexy Mummy?
All right.
It wasn't for lack of trying on your part.
I'm getting a lot of interesting feedback today because I don't remember doing it at all. Maybe I blacked out for a little bit.
I agree
during
you
the episode.
Didn't do
I'm
it
not
at
sure.
all. I agree you didn't do it at all.
What did I say?
It was a lot of this. I mean, it was these kinds of questions, you know. But let's try it. I mean, let's hear Sexy Mummy. You had a take on the voice. So let's get into that. And then we'll get back to whether or not you're a phone book. You would not want to be a phone book on this show. Hayes, we'll rip you in half.
Rip you in half.
Okay.
Then famously.
A Rolodex.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
you wouldn't want to be a Rolodex
smash
on
you
this
into
show.
Dust.
Okay, a digital address book.
Mm-hmm. Kevin will smear his greasy fingers all over your screen and no one will be able to see anything.
Okay, well, and also we're agreed. I don't want to be that, but that's how I am being used.
Okay, maybe that's your next character, right? Digital address book. We'll see if Sexy Mummy does
that. I like
out. Kevin. Also, that I like. You don't want him to be holding the device with the digital address book because he's had so much charged lemonade that he can't be around a lithium battery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, you remember what happened?
He's sort of like Detective Pikachu. Like he's got house. Like this sort of.
Spoiler alert.
Well, he has like a electronic kind of lightning power.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
And as the wry wit.
But I'm ready when you are.
Okay. I'm ready for you to be ready. Hayes, you want to be Scott?
Sure.
Go. 1, 2, 3, now.
Hey, everybody. This is Scott Aukerman. I'm excited to do my show, Comedy Bang Bang. Today's guest. It says here that all I have about you here is that you are a small business owner. What is the business that you own, sir?
I used to be a mummy, but now I am a digital address.
Excuse me, he was talking to me, and this will happen.
Okay. Okay.
This will happen on the show.
You got scooped.
There's not a clear order. Don't they tell you what order you go in?
Yeah, but they don't say how long.
Yeah, they don't say for
you
how long.
You went first.
And also, okay, like, the small business owner, like, that really set me up for my thing.
What was your thing?
I was a gentleman who owns a sticky underwear business.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
You know, your underwear comes flying off. If somebody pantses you, the underwear comes down too, because it's not sticky enough.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can use that as part of my thing.
Your underwear comes off? We can all use it.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's what I
meant. Sean just established how it's useful.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. It's really useful.
I'm interested in this guy. I want to hear from this guy. What's your name, sir?
Okay. I used to be a mummy.
No. I'm not talking to you.
He was talking to me. Yeah.
Hello. What's your name, friend?
Paget Brewster.
He's talking to me. I'm Corporal Hornbottom.
Corporal Hornbottom.
I remember you. I was alive back then.
What the fuck?
What voice is this? That's Corporal Hornbottom's voice.
I was alive back then?
Well, corporals are kind of like, do we still use that rank, or isn't that an old rank?
We use it.
Yeah, we still use it. It's actually really important.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually used more than ever now.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I meant that.
Sorry,
you bet.
And this is like the kind of Marilyn Monroe type voice that you were excited to try out.
Well, no, I want to save that right, for the song. Am I wrong? I want to save that for the song.
Okay.
You know, in The Lion King, it's a different boy who sings the song.
Which Lion King?
94, 2021, stage.
94.
Okay.
Lion Guard.
No. Was that a question?
I'm so excited, bro.
I'm not allowed to watch movies.
Back, bro. The industry
is back. It was illegal to watch movies back when I was around.
We are about to have the most badass year in this industry, man. Like, after
the summer of movies.
After everything we've went through, this is shit. It's going to be so fire this year, bro.
Did you guys see Barbenheimer?
You know,
I have Margot Robbie's phone number.
So, okay, so this is the digital address book character.
It's
yes,
the same.
Is being
it's
worked
the same.
In. The mummy. I don't mind the mummy job. Having everyone's phone number. Like,
well, he works as an address book.
Okay, no. So then Oikos Yogurt is just no.
He used to
no
work
one markets
there,
them
but
at
it didn't
all.
Come up yet.
All right.
You don't think you develop a strong list of contacts being the VP of marketing at Oikos?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
How do
I never
you think I
that.
Got
you can
Margot Robbie's number?
I think that what I'm going to do in terms of like people giving each other their numbers is I'm just going to kind of let you have Kevin's number, and if he's able to connect you with Scott, you guys can go and figure out the show.
Are you a do not disturb guy at night?
I don't have a phone.
But you're
you don't have to be the phone anymore. You
can I'm closer to being a phone than having.
The only thing your character needs to say would say the response to that is, I already have his number. I'm a digital address book. I don't have a phone is not an appropriate response for that character to make. It's certainly not.
It does kind of break the reality that we've created. And the reality is paper thin, you know.
Okay.
But there's one aspect to it, which is that you're a digital address book.
We do have to maintain it.
We were just talking about someone's contact information.
Okay.
What's so beautiful about this style of comedy, Zach, is that you look at people doing a a play or something and you realize that there have been a million micro decisions agreed upon before they come on stage, what costumes they're going to wear, what setting they're in, what location. It's not just the words that they're going to say. It's the entire context for where the words take place and what the history of those people is. We don't have that. All we have is an agreement to agree. And I when someone says, play. I'm a digital address
the very
book,
first play, I saw it.
What was the first play called?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Wow.
What okay, was it about?
Like that.
The sun god, Malcolm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What was he in the middle of?
Yeah, what was he in the middle of, I guess?
The moon and the stars. Ha 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 ha.
So you feel that you're was making a joke.
That was a joke. Okay.
All right. This could work. I mean, this could definitely work.
See,
what we found is like you're very... No, I know. And I think I brought my own bullshit to it. My own baggage. My preconceived notion of what this thing was going to be. And it turns out that it's just he's very old and he has seen the first play.
Oh, I forgot to mention I don't have a bandage on.
And now I actually am able to enjoy it both from what I wanted it to be and what it is.
I'm wearing the mummy, a suit, a Valentino.
The mummy conceit has not been brought into this so far. I think that would have been helpful. To introduce the idea of not having a bandage on, to have established something about you being a mummy.
Ooh,
before.
Okay,
this.
I have
but
an
that
idea.
That did not happen. Okay.
How hey, if you're did not I wearing get a bandage, these sores?
Oh, how did I get these sores? Yeah. Okay.
Is that? It's not quite the same wording as
like the Joker thing. Want to know how I got these sores?
Wait, what is it in Joker?
In Joker, he says. Want to know how I got these?
How? Yeah,
scars. Well,
no, in Joker he doesn't say that. In Joker he says, "I have a disease."
Okay,
in
I didn't see that.
Joker,
not my kind of movie. I'm not.
You're so you're I'm saying the dark in like the Dark Knight the Joker says, "Want to know how I got
yes.
these?"
Yes.
Okay.
Scars.
Well, you said,
and in Joker,
Joker
he
trying.
Says, "I have a disease." Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I know, buddy, like, I know, you said Joker, like, I know movies.
We're like, excited about movies this year, actually. We think that the industry is about to have a massive
We are
going to
have a
after the shit we went through.
Of bringing people joy and imagination, beaming it right into their homes. Can I get a yep, yep?
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
I'm going to watch my first movie.
I cannot
right,
talk to this
you
character.
You saw the first play.
I cannot talk to this character anymore.
I'd rather, Zach, at this point, let's not salt
I will actually
the
take Zach
for the Comedy Bang Bang appearance. Okay. I think we cracked the character. I think you actually figured out something very strong and that Scott will be very pleased that we did the prep work. You can now use Sexy Mummy on Comedy Bang Bang. Kevin will connect you to Scott. And for the rest of this Hollywood Handbook episode, let's really talk about what the show
horny,
was originally
baby.
About. Okay. Okay.
Do I make you Randy?
Actor Zach Cherry confuses audience.
Yep.
With inscrutable character.
Off the Uber Eats commercial. So, you know?
Do I make you Randy?
Away
baby.
From commercial appearance.
Do I make you Randy?
I was trying to work in the sexy note.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is I don't want to hear any of it anymore. I don't want to have you do it at all. I'm sorry I brought it up. I want that to be for Comedy Bang Bang. This is Hollywood Handbook. Let's just do Hollywood Handbook.
Great.
Let's talk about this great amazing industry we
this
are
is
in
our
that has
final...
been through hell and back.
It's our final
I feel like
record.
I got what I needed. So
their final record before 2024.
Yes. And
you
so
understand?
It's time to make some predictions.
Predictions.
Like, this is when we put on our Nostradamus helmets.
That's my friend.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I set you up for that. Didn't even realize it. You saw the opening, you took it. So maybe, and since we're all happy with it, maybe we can have that be the last time the character appears. We all liked it. Let's end on a high note.
Great.
Just like we're doing with this year, which we're ending with a really great episode that I think we can all be proud of. And I also think we'll be proud of the predictions we make on the episode for what's in store in 2024 for the movies and TV shows.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
We're getting so many incredible opportunities. Like Paramount and WB, you hear about this?
Do you know about that,
Zach? I'm talking to Zach.
Do I? To Zach only.
Do I?
No. I'm not going.
Who's
to
your this?
Crew. Do I know no. about
Padgett,
that?
No, Padgett. No, you're not interested in that, Padgett.
Very interested. Thumbs no, up you're for
not,
Padgett.
No, Padgett is not giving thumbs up to that. She's not interested. Do not sing the monster fuck.
Do not sing the Marilyn Monroe monster fuck. Please. That is not going to get us where we need to go. We have to talk about some of these.
We have to talk about the Paramount WB merger.
You know,
okay.
Paramount, do our predictions. You know,
great.
Hayes basically parent trapped these two great legacy studios.
Because they both love movies. They have so much in common. They should be together.
Right?
Yes, WB especially loves movies because they want the movie to be just right.
You know,
they won't put it out unless it's perfect for everybody to see.
No, they will not soil the idea of movies at large by putting out anything inferior to the product they have become known for. They have to protect the brand, not just of Warner Brothers, but of film.
You know who I've always said protects
must be saved.
Film. Yes. Tom Cruise. The guy loves movies.
Ethan Hunt. Yes.
Jerry Maguire.
And well, he played a version of me once.
He wasn't playing.
I didn't see it, but I was told by my friend.
He didn't play the mummy itself.
He didn't play me.
The mummy in that was a woman. She was sort of a sexy mummy, honestly.
Okay, based on me.
And we're getting into some kind of accent.
The tagline was, she is real, but it read like...
She's real? What?
She is real. But it looked like she is real.
We can talk... I don't want to talk about the mummy at all. I want to talk about...
Okay.
Let's talk about Ethan
Hunt. We weren't
Hunt.
Talking about the mummy. He was talking, but that's fine.
Paramount WB merger. New Justice League.
Ooh.
New members. Ethan Hunt's wife, Michelle Monaghan, is joining the Justice League. Along with...
How about that?
Because that's a Paramount character. But now they can be... The IP
they can actually combine
I'm
them.
Drooling.
I'm losing my mind because the Avengers or the, I'm sorry, not the Avengers, but the Justice League has so many great heroes, but what they don't have is Sky from Paw Patrol.
From Paw Patrol is joining the Justice League along with Kid Notorious.
Okay.
Kid Notorious.
Is Chester
the Robert Evans cartoon character from Comedy Central is a Paramount IP and he will be joining the Justice League.
He will be
along with
this. A prediction, or you have this on?
This is a prediction, and it is
Patrick the Starfish.
Patrick Star is joining the Justice League,
man,
and the newest member.
He's with Aquaman. Wait. Aquaman SpongeBob crossover? This is exploding my brain.
Aquaman is
so
fucking Aquaman is
wet.
Shut up.
Wait, can the mummy not get wet?
I can't get wet.
You're not wearing a bandage. That would normally be because of your bandage, but your whole thing is you're not wearing a bandage.
You're wearing a
bandage. But I still have a PTSD. Like the Joker, I have a disease.
The accent needs to be turned all the way down.
Yeah, it is. It is making me uncomfortable. I don't know on whose behalf, but there's something about it that feel right to me.
Well, the mummy, we don't know where he's from. He didn't say.
Yeah.
But where are you thinking? Yeah. You're clearly thinking of somewhere.
Is this just an olden I don't want times to know where. Accent? It doesn't just New feel like an Brunswick. Olden times.
What about this? Paramount WB merger. Imagine it's ridiculousness, but they're just watching Looney Tunes clips.
Ooh.
Oh, ho, ho, show me that again.
Oh, damn.
Chanel West Coast sees Daffy Duck blow his beak all the way around to the back of his head.
And does a full lap around the studio. What?
Yeah. Just losing it. Ouch.
Rub their neck.
We cannot start a new year like this year. Like, we're talking about the industry, but we're really talking about us.
You yeah.
know what I mean? We need fine. This. We need this to be you. Please listen to me. We need please this year listen. To be different. We need this year to be different. When we talk it about like what be. The industry has gone through, we're talking about us. We're talking about what we went through.
What we've been.
We oh, it was like
the metaphor. Strike was supposed to be really good for us,
and it was
the pandemic
generously
was supposed
neutral.
To be good for us. It was all set up for like us being okay. the only thing, the only game in town. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because we didn't have that other stuff going on. So when everyone else had to stop doing that, there was just our thing. And right. we absolutely fucking flushed it. We took that opportunity and we fucking flushed it. And it is gotcha. Never.
We set it on fire in the and toilet. Flushed it. And we ruined the toilet. And we flushed it while it was still mm-hmm. on fire. And it fucked up the toilet really bad. Okay. The toilet doesn't work now, is what we're telling you. And right. in 2024, so you need a big we need to get a functioning toilet going. So that's what we're talking about.
Have you Hayes, considered
Hayes mentioned
any mergers?
Us. Let me tell you a quick story.
Okay.
Hayes mentioned that the goal was for us to be the only game in town. And I was transported back to my 11th birthday party, which was held at a business establishment called The Only Game in Town. Go-karts, batting cages, video games, mini golf. I was excited and a little scared as well. I go into the batting cages. It's fast pitch, which I haven't done, but I'm being brave. First swing, I swing so hard that I spin all the way around and my helmet goes flying off of me into the back of the batting cage area.
All your bandages
I have
fall
been,
off.
I have been told by
spin
the...
so fast, your bandages all fall off.
Well, I wasn't wearing bandages, but if you'll allow me to continue. I had been told by the employees that it was very important to always have your helmet on when you're in there. So I panic immediately and start sprinting back to grab the helmet. Of course, bringing myself directly into the course of the ball's being pitched. So I was so scared that I was in danger because the helmet had come off that I put myself into more danger, ran back, bent over to pick up the helmet and got beaten directly in the head with a baseball at,
front
at
of
my
head
own birthday
or back
party.
Of head.
Back of the head, sir.
Oof.
Fell down, hurt, grabbed the thing, got hit again in like the shoulder rib area and kind of crawled off to the side and
man,
know, didn't do the
hard.
Batting cages again for quite some time. So I could have probably used some bandages at the end of that. But
I actually
this
relate to
year,
that.
The opportunity we had this year was the equivalent where 2023, the strike, that was supposed to be our birthday. Party, right?
Mm-hmm.
We stepped up into the batting cages, you know, we had big guests like Ben Stiller. That's a fastball. And right over the middle
How
of the plate.
How did you get him?
That's not important. You're, I guess, in this scenario, you're my parents who drove me to the only game in town.
Me? I don't have kids. I but, was sterilized.
Okay. So your thing is that it's
mummy.
Sexy to not have kids?
Mummy? Like that's.
I was sterilized when I made mummy.
What?
Okay, that's part of the mummification process. That
you made it's like a tier you reach.
Yes, they take out all of that stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Everything down
through there. The nose, right? They go
straight down through the nose. They and for me, through the nose. For me, you needed a long hook.
Uh huh. To get nose all the really way far away.
Your nose no, is no, far sorry. From your.
No. Same distance to the base, but extra long hook to get to the tip.
Uh huh. Of the scrotum. So
big balls.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome, dude. Like, that's part of what I wanted to get into earlier with the mummy. But I am now reliving something and realizing that I have repeated the pattern again.
Damn.
We had Ben on, we swung so hard, we spun all the way around and our helmets came off. We were exposed. And the rest of the year has just been us getting fucking pinged in the fucking dome piece by fastball after fastball. Jake Johnson goes and starts a much bigger podcast. Kevin goes to work with him.
And we us after
you
trying
again.
To...
We're back at the starting line. Yes. It just like doesn't yes. feel good.
Dang. And we've spent the entire last year trying to undermine the industry, like keep it from returning however we could.
And now the Justice League
undermine
is
the unions, all that. Yes,
Kid Notorious.
Yes, Kid Notorious is in the Justice League,
and it's like, well, we're not going to undermine that. It's come back stronger than ever.
Shit. Well, yeah. If I can help in any way, if you guys need me to put you in touch with anybody, I am a digital address book.
Okay. Well, you asked before how we got Ben Stiller, so I'm not.
I was wondering confident. How you got him. I could get him.
All right. Well, I would like more. Yes, I'd like more addresses than
we need him. And we need him. Well, we need him again.
We need his again.
And we really want to do it right this Ooh. Time.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do Ben again.
That probably. Yeah.
I didn't. Not. It's not like every episode. We're not asking for him to come back for every episode. We just need him.
We need two, three times a
year. To do another episode now. And that one, I mean, like, thank you. I want to say thank you. It did take an insanely long time to book. And when we do it again, we are going to need it to come together a little faster.
Well, when you're as old as me, you move on a slower timeline.
Okay. The accent is getting more identifiable. It's getting, it's all over the place, but somehow it's verging on a more...
More specific
territory.
Mm. New Brunswick.
It's a little triumph the insult comic mummy for me. It's not like.
And you're not going to have this much time to ramp up. I want to say like like I said, there's going to be like 10, 12 people in there. You've been doing this character for over a half hour now. It's a long episode, but not that long, and especially not for this character.
They're asking you to hit a spot up three, not dribble out the clock. You know what I mean? Like it is really, you're kind of going
to need to be a
microwave at it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. No, that's okay. Fine. You understand. That's good.
Great.
Okay.
Do you have any predictions? Why did you say that? Does Zach have any predictions for the industry in 2024?
When that's going to happen?
Oof.
Theatrical's
back in a big
theatrical
way.
Is back. People are
theatrical
hungry.
Is back, people.
They're hungry to be
they're
back.
Craving. They're
sharing
want to.
Space with each other. Look in the same direction.
Crowded room again. Yeah.
Sitting Barbie? There looking the same direction together. Barbieheimer.
Mm-hmm. Barbenheimer returns.
Have a big drink.
Huge.
The drinks are so important for overhead. The drinks are back.
Can we do
the
busy smalls for a little
where they
bit?
Make the money.
And it's all going to be
do
drinks
busy
now.
Smalls?
You okay.
They have more drinks. They're rolling out new drinks, like
more
that's
drinks.
Another thing. There's going to be a Kid Notorious flavored lemonade. There's going to be just like everything you could imagine. Like so much of the content is going to be in the drinks.
And that what they, you know, they're taking the charge.
Aquaman salt water.
They're just rebranding it to Kid Notorious Lemonade because that's like Robert Evans branded lemonade. You would expect it to have like properties that would kind of get you going a little bit.
It might feel a little bit like you took some of that Adam Pallet powder. You know what I mean?
Who's that? Who was that?
I own the drinks business.
This is Busy Smalls?
Yes, I own the drinks business.
You sell drinks.
I'm sorry, I was just overhearing you. I was walking by, and I heard
sure. No, sounds like, have a seat.
I haven't actually heard this, that the character was not in the studio. Initially.
I think they do that. I think they do that sometimes. I think they've done that before.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess
What were you saying about the lemonade? What did you say?
We said a lot of different things. We were talking about
Robert Evans lemonade.
Robert Evans, yes, Kid Notorious branded lemonade was what we were talking about.
Ooh, man,
yes.
I wish I had that one. Oh, that would be a big seller.
You don't have that. Okay, what drinks do you have?
What drinks do you have? Yeah.
We got milk.
Okay, still.
One of the drinks
popular.
That you sell is milk.
Oh, yeah.
You own a drinks business
seller.
That has milk. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Milk's probably your number one.
We got eggs.
Eggs are not a drink.
Eggs is one of the drinks.
I'll tell you
not
what.
Not eggnog.
Oh, no. I wish we had that one.
That'd be more popular probably than just eggs.
Oh, that would be a big seller.
Okay, so okay. Milk is doing well for you. Eggs are not doing well as a drink. What else do you sell?
We got water.
Are you looking something? Okay.
Water.
Really looked like
okay.
You were looking something
I'm
up.
Checking my inventory.
Okay. So he did manage to find on a screen somewhere it said the word water. So that's one of the drinks. And that's a and milk is selling better than water currently for you.
Yeah, let me check the chart. Milk is number one. Milk number one.
Now, are we talking to the same person throughout? This is the same person?
No, that was my assistant for a second.
Okay, but now this is the real. Now this is the
this
real
is the guy who
character that we're talking to.
Business. This is Busy Smalls. I'm
that
seeing
was my
you,
assistant before.
You sell as a drink, milk, eggs.
Oh no! That,
butter, flour, and sugar.
Joking. My assistant was joking.
Okay.
Okay. So now here we are. We're starting.
Well,
with
your
the
assistant
real...
is yeah. a really funny trickster. But I'm so happy to have you here now, and you can really get to the bottom of what the drinks are you have. I know you're jealous of Kid Notorious Lemonade. That would be a big seller.
Oh,
what
that would
do
be a
you
big
have?
Seller. Oh, thank you for asking. We have milk, eggs, water,
that's
butter, flour.
That's what you said. That's what the assistant said before. It's the same.
That's what the assistant
the
was joking
well, he's
about.
My twin. Of course, we say the same thing.
I would suggest you may want to think about starting like a cake company.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
It feels like you're close.
Do you know what my real passion is?
No.
I love
I'm worried
movies.
That I do. Okay.
Oh, wow. That's great. We were just talking about
Warner we were Rose trying to and, talk about that for a while.
Oh yeah, Warner and Paramount merger. Did you see that news?
Yeah, we did. We were just talking about it.
We
what do you think is going to happen from that? Do you have any predictions for what's going to happen?
Well, I hope they make some sort of Robert Evans milk.
Okay.
Bye. I don't know.
It's gonna be a fine year. It's gonna be fine. Bye.
It'll be fine. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.